For the next several weeks, WUSF News and the Zest podcast are collaborating on a reporting project looking at honeybees and all the things they contribute to food in Florida. One of those is mead. It's an alcoholic beverage made from fermented honey. It's growing in popularity because of craft beer, also because it was featured in Game of Thrones. Brian Wing of St. Petersburg's Green Bench Mead and Cider says the brewery's small batch mead is the most local thing you can drink. It's made with honey from Green Bench's rooftop beehives. He recently spoke with Zest producer Dalia Colon.
Mead is a beverage made with fermented honey. So beer would be fermented malts and grains, and cider you might be familiar with is fermented apple juice, and mead is simply another source of sugar, in this case, honey that we ferment.
Where does the honey come from? Does it matter?
Yeah, so, you know, honey being, well, I should say water is the primary ingredients because it makes up most of the volume, but everything about the mead comes from honey. All the character and everything interesting comes from the honey. So it's vitally important that you have great honey. And we source ours from a couple different locations, right? Some here in Florida, places like Winter Haven, around that area, some of the citrus groves there, we get a lot of really great orange blossom honey. And then when we want to go further afield, we can grab sources of honey like raspberry honey or mesquite honey or buckwheat, things you can't get in Florida. We go all over the country or the world for that honey. And then we actually have a couple hives on the roof where we source some of our honey as well. Now, that's a very small amount of honey. We make very small, limited batches with that, but that comes straight from Green Bench apiaries on the roof of the building.
You have your own apiary. Yeah, of course you do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. Now, does the taste of the mead change depending on the taste of the honey you're using?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, a lot of the recipe formulation that I go through starts with honey or some other, you know, maybe a fruit or something that I think is interesting and I want to pair that well with, you know, honey or a different fruit or whatnot or juice or whatever the case may be. I mean, the honey on the roof here, not only does it taste different than the orange blossom honey I can get or raspberry blossom honey or any of those you could name, it changes from season to season. So spring will taste different than fall from the honey from in the same spot up here because, of course, different flowers, different trees and shrubs are blooming at that time. The bees are getting their nectar from different sources, and that has an incredible impact on the honey. So it can vary from month to month, let alone variety to variety. Yeah.
Mead is having a moment. What do you think it is?
Well, it is. It's sort of a renaissance or maybe a rediscovery because there's some evidence to suggest that mead is probably the first alcoholic beverage that we as humans ever consumed. Because it doesn't require knowing how to grow grapes. It doesn't require knowing how to grow apples or any of those sorts of things, or grains for that matter.
So how does the price compare to that of beer?
To give you an example, let's say we're making a 300-gallon batch of beer over on the other side of the building. And that may cost, for ingredients, may cost $500, $1,000, somewhere in the neighborhood for grains and hops, depending on recipes can vary wildly. Whereas when I'm making a similar batch of mead, by the end of the day, I'm putting maybe $7,000 or $8,000 worth of honey into a batch of mead. I mean, it's exponentially more expensive than producing beer. Beer you could have for pennies on the ounce, and that's just not going to happen with honey as expensive as it is. It really is a premium ingredient, but that's okay. We think it's worth the effort and certainly worth the cost to get quality honey. And it's a really interesting thing to drink. And in the case of things like our honey up on the roof, you know, when I make a batch with the honey from the roof and water from St. Pete, I might bring in yeast from somewhere else, commercial yeast. But you're really talking about kind of the most hyper-local alcoholic beverage you can conceive of, right? We can't do that with beer. We have to go out for hops or grain out of the state or whatnot. And same for cider. Because we don't grow apples here, right, in Florida. And so when I pour you a glass, you're really tasting what St. Petersburg tasted like that day that we harvested the honey. I mean, it's a really unique experience. So I think it's worth that sort of cost.
That's Brian Wing of Green Bench Mead and Cider in St. Petersburg, speaking with Dalia Colon, producer of our food podcast, The Zest. You can find other honeybee stories and photos at WUSF.org/honeybees. And if you want to learn all about food in Florida, subscribe to our podcast, The Zest, wherever you get your podcasts.